Masechet Shabbos Parakhov Mishnah Aleph Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Toilon as a Mishmeres B'Yantiv. Rabbi Eliezer said it is permitted to suspend a strainer over a utensil on Yantiv, to tightly attach the strainer to the top of the utensil so that you can pour wine through the strainer to filter out the sediment. Now, even though suspending a strainer over a cleat would be regarded as making an oil arai, making a temporary tent, which is also both on Shabbos and Yantiv. However, you are allowed to do a malacha on Yantiv for the purposes of ochel nefesh, of preparing food. And Rabbi Eliezer holds even machshirei ochel nefesh are mutter. Even preliminary malachas in order to get ready to make food is also mutter on Yantiv, even if the malacha could as well have been done before Yantiv. So therefore, even though suspending a strainer over a kli is regarded as machshirei ochel nefesh, preliminary malacha to get ready to make food, even that is mutter on Yantiv, according to Rabbi Eliezer. The knife and letuya b'Shabbos, and a strainer that has already been suspended over the utensil prior to Shabbos, you can pour wine through the strainer even on Shabbos in order to filter out the sediment. And even though on Shabbos you can't do any malacha at all, even for the purposes of ochel nefesh, and pouring wine through a strainer is borer, it's sorting. However, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you are not sorting in the normal way. Pouring wine through the strainer is not doing borer in a normal way, and therefore would be mutter even on Shabbos. The Chachamim Oimrim Ein Toilin Et HaMishmeres B'Yantiv. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say you cannot suspend a strainer over a kli on Yantiv. And even though it is mutter to do malachas for the purposes of ochel nefesh on Yantiv, the Chachamim hold that machshirei ochel nefesh, preliminary malachas to get ready to do something for ochel nefesh, is also on Yantiv if it could have been done before Yantiv. So therefore, it is also to suspend a strainer over the kli, since you would be fasting an oil arai, a temporary tent. Ve'ein noisen latzluya b'Shabbos. Avo noisen latzluya b'Yantiv. And so too the Chacham hold that a strainer that has already been suspended over a kli before Shabbos, even so, you cannot pour wine through that strainer on Shabbos in order to filter out the sediment, and this would be regarded as borer and would be usher according to the Chachamim. However, you could pour wine through a strainer on Yantiv. If the strainer had already been suspended over the kli before Yantiv, you can pour the wine through the strainer on Yantiv, and even though it would be borer, but since it's for the purposes of ochel nefesh, that would be mutter on Yantiv. It is permitted on Shabbos to pour water on sediment of wine that is in a strainer in order to drain the sediment from any residue of wine that is remaining in the sediment. This would not be considered borer. An alternative shot is that the sediment is resting in the bottom of a jar, and it is permitted on Shabbos to pour water on the sediment in order that the water will pick up some flavor from the residue of wine that is in the sediment. And it is permitted on Shabbos to filter out wine from the white flakes that are in the wine using a kerchief or a wicker basket. Now the reason why this is mutter and would not be considered borer is because the wine is drinkable even with the white flakes in it. So since the wine is anyway drinkable, it is mutter to filter out the wine on Shabbos. Now if you use a kerchief to filter out the wine, you cannot form a hollow in the kerchief in order that the wine will be filtered at an angle. And you have to filter the wine differently than you would during the week, so therefore you have to hold the kerchief flat. And if you use a wicker basket to filter out the wine, you have to hold the wicker basket within a tefah from the bottom of the utensil that you're filtering the wine into. And if you hold the wicker basket a tefah or more above the bottom of the utensil, you would be forming an ohar arai, a temporary tent, which is forbidden on Shabbos. So therefore, you have to hold it within a tefah from the bottom of the kli. And since there's less than a tefah between the bottom of the wicker basket and the bottom of the utensil that you're filtering the wine into, that would not be regarded as an oil arai. The noisim beitu have been misnene shochar. You're allowed to put an egg into a strainer in which there is mustard in that strainer. And the yellow of the egg would go through the strainer and brighten the mustard, while the white of the egg would stay on top. This is mutter on Shabbos, even though you're separating the yellow from the white. The reason is because both the yellow and the white of the egg are edible food, so therefore it is not forbidden to separate the yellow from the white by putting it through the strainer. However, the mustard itself is forbidden to strain on Shabbos. We're talking about where the mustard was put into the strainer before Shabbos. You're allowed to make spiced up wine on Shabbos by putting honey and spices into the wine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'Shabbos, because Yantzeh Belagin, Ubamoy Bechavis. Rabbi Yehuda says, on Shabbos, you can only make a small amount of anumah, the amount that would fill up 8 coats. While on Yantzeh, you can make a larger amount. You can make the amount that would fill up a small jar. While Chol HaMoed, you can make even a larger amount of anumlin. You can make the amount that would fill up a large jar. Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Kol Lefi HaOrchem. Rabbi Tzadok says it all depends on how many guests you have. According to Rabbi Tzadok, there is no difference between Shabbos, Yantzeh, and Chol HaMoed with regard to making anumlin. If you have a lot of guests, then you can make a lot of anumlin even on Shabbos. If you only have a few guests, then even a Chol HaMoed, you can only make a small amount of anumlin.